You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So yesterday we were supposed to have a conversation with independent economist John Lewis around the Public Investment Corporation's decision to buy out Baldwin Properties and the subsequent vote that took place by Baldwin shareholders approving that transaction by 98% of votes that were in attendance. We do have that conversation. Of course, we did promise you that we're going to come back to that conversation. We do have John on the line now to see if we can make sense of that particular transaction and how it is it could affect the property portfolio of the Public Investment Corporation. John, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. 2.2 odd billion rand transaction, a 41% premium has been offered on those shares. The PIC not going to become the majority shareholder just yet, but a very clear conversation that this transaction will result in the delisting of Baldwin Properties as we know it today. What do you make of the transaction and of the vote giving it the go-ahead?
Well, interesting one. Yeah, if you look at Baldwin's share, 245 odd when I last looked, it's improved significantly from about 180 in 2023 when interest rates were on the rise at that stage of the cycle, but still pretty poor from, if one looks back to 2015, which was nearer to 10 rand a share. So, and it generally, I think the price and the trend sort of reflects the mediocrity of the residential development market. I think it's been a struggle since COVID. The residential development market's never recovered to pre-COVID levels. So, and this is the problem, Jimmy, with residential developments is it's not a reliable annuity income. It's a very chunky income, it's lumpy, it's erratic is probably the word. There's these long pipelines, long from planning to development. You sit on a lot of land. It's a risky business. So one gets the impression the institutional investors in this stage of the market cycle where development is weak, probably not too unhappy to move out. And the PIC, which takes a longer-term development focus as well, a socioeconomic development focus on top of, you know, looking at financial returns, possibly the one to more that type of investor to take a bigger stake in Baldwin, because I think for the good of the country, I mean, residential development is very important, but it is one has to be in it for the long haul. Very cyclical in the short term, very erratic, but you know, in the longer term, it's a much needed investment.
John, it sounds like all parties are winning here. The PIC gets to achieve its mandate. Investors that have been involved in Baldwin that might wish for the days of 10 rand a share that you alluded to might not be able to get there, but they're offered an opportunity to exit at this point and recover some of their initial investment, especially those that might have gotten in sub the 4.35 offer that is on the table. By all accounts, it does look as though this could be a win-win for everybody involved, I guess.
Well, yeah, I think for the investors exiting, yeah, it seems like a good deal given where the market currently is, I guess. But, you know, much whether it's a good valuation or not, it depends very much on how you see the longer run outlook, I would say. It's got a lot to do with the economic and property market outlook. Now, I think that the economic super cycle is probably turning. I think that policy thinking is improving in the country. There's a long way to go till we get out of our stagnant hole. It is a long-term investment. But I do see a few years from now, we could be heading back to north of 3% economic growth, and with it, significantly better employment growth. And with that, obviously, significantly better residential development growth. If you take a more optimistic view on the longer term growth of the country, then I don't know. But you know, obviously, the future is always a hazardous. It's not without its hazards when you're forecasting the future. So not everyone would take my more optimistic longer run view on the long term economic recovery of South Africa. In which case, you might want to. You know, it might seem a good value at which to exit.
Speaking of that exit, John, I want to take a look at just Baldwin's history on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Obviously, that 10 Rand a share price you alluded to was the IPO price way back in October of 2015, the first trading day, if I remember correctly. Back then, we traded around 11 Rand a share. So 10 years on, almost, if not a little over 10 years on, to be able to sit back as the management team, as investors, everybody looking at all of the cyclical movements you've been touching on, how do we reflect on Baldwin's tenure on the JSE?
Well, I don't think, you know, I think if one just simplistically looks at the share price, you might say, ooh, not wonderful, you know, bit of recovery since 2-3 years ago with the interest rate cycle turning the right way, but certainly not wonderful from where they started. But I think we need to take the environment into context, and residential development, if one looks at building plans passed, building plans completed for the country as a whole, I mean, since COVID, it's been a far harder environment than pre-COVID levels, and residential building activity has never really recovered to the pre-COVID levels. So, if you look at the building cycle and how weak it's been outside of the Western Cape, you know, and for the country as a whole, you know, then you may say, well, it's probably not as bad a performance as what the share price performance might suggest. It's really been a tough environment for the developers.
Contending with a tough environment, but still, as Baldwin Properties noted last year, completing their 100th development since their start in 1996, the property market having its ups and downs, and as it stands, the business deciding that this is the next chapter, a chapter that involves a greater shareholding by the Public Investment Corporation and a delisting from the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Independent economist John Lutz joining us to take a look at the PIC's decision to buy the outstanding shares in Baldwin Properties and delist that business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.